Governor Scott Walker is calling for the end of the agency that oversees Wisconsin's elections. The call comes after the state Supreme Court stopped the investigation into whether conservative groups illegally coordinated with Walker's 2012 recall campaign, as well as a report that the Government Accountability Board may have coordinated with the IRS in targeting right-wing groups. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, July 21st. We will talk with Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany about his thoughts on doing away with the GAB. We'll also get reaction from the board's executive director, Kevin Kennedy, coming up in about a half an hour or so. And we will welcome your thoughts and your questions about this. Do you agree with the state Republicans' call to do away with the Government Accountability Board? If so, what should replace it? Or do you think that GAB is generally doing a good job? Let us know your questions and thoughts. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our first guest is Tom Tiffany, a Republican state senator from Hazelhurst. He supports the effort to overhaul the Government Accountability Board. He also authored a bill in February that would revamp Wisconsin's John Doe investigation law. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Well, we actually were thinking of talking with you exclusively about the bill to revamp Wisconsin's John Doe investigation law until Governor Walker yesterday called for the end of the GAB. Let me ask you first, though, a little bit about that John Doe investigation law. It would essentially ban gag orders, and it would put a six-month time limit on John Doe investigations. What exactly is your goal here?
Yeah, there's a couple primary things that this John Doe bill does. And by the way, we've passed it out of committee in the Senate. It's waiting to be scheduled. I'm hoping that Senate leadership will schedule this immediately after Labor Day to be voted on by the full Senate. But this, as you summed up quite well, Joy, it puts a six-month time limit on a John Doe proceeding, and then the prosecutors would have to go back to a 10-judge panel in order to get extensions. So in other words, there's some time limits put on it. Currently, these John Doe proceedings can be open-ended. They can go on for virtually forever. The second thing it does is it gets rid of the gag order for those that are targets of a John Doe probe. And as we've studied federal law, Representative Craig and I in the Assembly, we authored this bill. And as we looked at the federal law, the federal Supreme Court made it very clear that gag orders with federal grand juries are unconstitutional. And that's, in essence, what we have here. While John Doe is unique to the state of Wisconsin, we do have the gag orders in place, and we believe if they were contested at the federal level, that they would be declared unconstitutional. So we get rid of the gag orders also for those that are being charged with a, or those that are the subject of a probe.
Yeah, and we can talk more about that a little bit later in the time we have with you, but some are saying that Republicans are targeting the Government Accountability Board, and they want it to be, you know, scrapped in place of something else, in part because of being upset that GAB approved the John Doe investigation that had been going on that was recently halted by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Is that a part of the thinking here?
Well, it's clearly been used as a political weapon here, and which is very unfortunate because the John Doe process has worked well in Wisconsin, but it's been used as a political weapon, and now there needs to be reform as a result of it. But I would go back to the Legislative Audit Bureau, which is nonpartisan. They came out with a study in December critical of the Government Accountability Board and how they were going about their business. So when you add all these things up, the legislature has lost confidence that the Government Accountability Board is carrying out their role in a nonpartisan manner.
So that's your biggest problem with the Government Accountability Board? You think it is being partisan and, for example, partisan to the left?
Well, when you probes that were done under the John Doe 1 and 2, it was solely against conservative groups. It's no different than what has happened with the IRS, with them during the Obama years now, targeting conservative groups and only conservative groups. The same thing has happened here in Wisconsin, and that's inappropriate.
Well, I know that you support efforts to overhaul the GAB. What kinds of changes are you thinking about supporting or including in any possible legislation?
Yeah, I'm not authoring that legislation, Joy, but I can say one thing, that the panel that, or the governing board that was set up for when the Government Accountability Board was created a decade ago, they put the retired judges on there as the board. I think that needs to be rethought, and we need to go in a different direction, because unfortunately, and I think I'm sure these were good judges when they were serving the people of the state of Wisconsin, but they in effect became a rubber stamp for the staff at the Government Accountability Board. We need rigorous review of those that are carrying out the duties of our election laws here in the state of Wisconsin, and I think we need to move to a different model. Now, what that ends up being, I'm not sure, but I know we need a different model.
Yeah. Well, talk a little bit more about the retired judges. It's my understanding that that they are, they were appointed, or most board members were appointed by Governor Walker, and the retired judges are nonpartisan. Why do you say that they've just become a rubber stamp?
I would go to Judge Easterbrook at the Seventh Circuit at the federal level, where he talked about our laws here in Wisconsin being screamingly unconstitutional in regards to campaign finance laws, yet these judges have just continued to rubber stamp what has been going on with the Government Accountability Board. I mean, it's evident that there does need to be change, and hopefully that'll be forthcoming.
Yeah, Governor Walker said yesterday he wants to replace the Government Accountability Board with, quote, something completely new that is truly accountable to the people of the state of Wisconsin. So is that what you want, something completely new?
You know, let's go back to the judges, Joy. I think they have the best of intentions, and I think the legislation that created the Government Accountability Board had the very best of intentions, but it's just clear that it hasn't worked. You look at the Audit Bureau audit that was done, and you look at what has happened with the targeting of certain people for their political views. I mean, this goes to the fundamentals of our country. The right to free speech, the Fourth Amendment was affected on this in terms of search and seizure. I mean, if people fully understood the during the raids that were done on people's homes where their children's electronic equipment was taken away, their pictures, they took pictures from these people's homes. I mean, they came in with SWAT teams to begin this John Doe prosecution. If they understood the violation of people's privacy, I think they would look at it in a new light.
Yeah, but is it fair to blame Kevin Kennedy and the GAB for how the prosecutors executed, those search warrants during that John Doe investigation?
I think everyone, as the governor said yesterday, that's been involved with this needs to be held to account, and that will happen now.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit. You mentioned the IRS thing. The Wall Street Journal had a story recently that connected Kevin Kennedy to Lois Lerner of the IRS. Kennedy said that story contains no facts showing that he or GAB did anything inappropriate or out of the ordinary. So what's so fishy about having a working relationship with Lois Lerner of the IRS?
The optics are horrible. I would encourage our listeners to go look at what Lois Lerner did with that investigative decision or division with the IRS, and the intentional targeting of conservative groups from 2010 to about 2012. I mean, the intentional targeting of them, not allowing them to get their 501c3s, it was clearly used as a political weapon. And when you look at what has happened here in Wisconsin, where judge after judge has said, this is unconstitutional, what you're doing to conservative groups in Wisconsin, it's not hard to connect the dots.
Tom Tiffany is a Republican state senator from Hazelhurst. He is talking with us about the call to overhaul the Government Accountability Board. And we're also talking with him about a legislation he authored that would revamp Wisconsin's John Doe investigation law. And we are welcoming your thoughts and questions for him at 1-800-642-1234. We'll check news and then we'll be back. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Governor Scott Walker is calling for the end of the Government Accountability Board. He says he wants to dismantle it and replace it with something completely new that is truly accountable to the people of Wisconsin. We are talking with State Senator Tom Tiffany about that call and his support of overhauling the Government Accountability Board. And coming up less than 10 minutes, we will welcome in Kevin Kennedy, the executive director of the Government Accountability Board, to respond to these efforts. And we welcome your questions, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We are talking right now with Tom Tiffany, a Republican state senator from Hazelhurst. Steve emails, no matter what spin politicians put on it, the simple question is, do you want the foxes watching the hen house? I hope even in these days of chronic partisanship, the majority of Wisconsinites would say no. Republicans need to remember that they will not always be in power and they may be glad of a nonpartisan watchdog. So respond to that, Senator Tiffany.
Well, first of all, this should be replaced. No one is saying that there should not be a type of government accountability board, that there should not be laws governing our elections. Nothing could be further from the truth. It's setting up a model that is not allowed to target certain groups to infringe upon the First Amendment to the Constitution, which was primarily set up by our founders to allow political free speech. So absolutely, there should be regulation, but it needs to be done appropriately.
So how do you replace the Government Accountability Board?
Well, I think we're going to see that coming forth. As I said earlier, Joy, I'm not the author of the bill. That'll be coming forth. But I think you do need some partisans on each side, and you put an equal number and allow them to be able to work out their differences in regards to campaign finance law. And I think you can do that in a fully transparent manner, and that's the key thing. I think the other thing is that people want to know that if there is wrongdoing, is it going to be prosecuted? And even with the changes that are being contemplated, prosecutors will still have full ability to be able to use the law to prosecute any wrongdoing that is being done by elected officials.
Yeah, and when you say that the whatever replaces the GAB should not be allowed to target certain groups, what does that mean? How do you do that? And isn't that really the case right now?
To illegally, your point is well taken. To be able to illegally target groups, as has happened here. I mean, let's look at what the judges have come down and said, everybody from Judge Peterson to Judge Randa to the judges at the 7th Court of Appeals at the federal level in Chicago. They have been very consistent, as well as our state Supreme Court, in saying this is, as Judge Easterbrook said, screamingly unconstitutional. So it's evident that we have to make changes here, and we should do it as soon as possible.
Art in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, Art.
Hello. Senator, you said that the IRS had targeted right-wing groups and only right-wing groups. That is not accurate. A far more severe case of abuse was against the Interreligious Foundation for Community Organization, IFCO, founded by a black Baptist minister originally from Milwaukee. The two Tea Party Congress people demanded that they lose their tax-exempt status because they had were a fiscal agent for a group that supported the people of Gaza. And they sent in an auditor who sat in their office for 2 years, recommended revocation of their tax-exempt status 5 years retroactively. What happened to the conservative groups is that they had their applications delayed because they were scrutinized.
Yeah, and Democrats say that, you know, there were left-leaning or liberal groups that were also scrutinized, but maybe more so with Republican-leaning Tea Party groups because they were more active at that time.
Yeah, I appreciate the comment from Art, and if that's the case, and I don't dispute what he's saying, perhaps there were a few instances, but primarily it was targeting conservative groups, the Tea Party groups that wanted to become actively involved, and it's a violation of people's First Amendment rights, and we shouldn't allow that to happen. I mean, and Joy, if we could talk about John Doe for just a second, what was really interesting in the testimony that we got in the Senate, we had defense attorneys that came forth and said, this is wrong how the John Doe law is being used. And for people that are familiar with the defense bar, they tend not to be us Republican and conservatives allies. And they came forth, a number of them, and they said, this is being used inappropriately. We need reform of our John Doe laws in the state of Wisconsin.
Let's take another call from Tony in Madison. Hi, Tony.
Hi. Didn't we already visit this years ago with Chuck Wall and Scott Jensen? We had a partisan group governing our bodies deciding what was right, what was wrong, and it turned into collusion and not actual governing. And didn't we get the GAB kind of through that?
Yes, that was an outgrowth of that process. I would agree with that. However, we still have the ability, prosecutors have the ability to go after those who are in elected office, changing this from a government accountability board. No one is saying here there should not be an election law watchdog, that there should not be regulations for this. That should certainly continue to be the case. It's just that the Government Accountability Board, as it's currently constructed, is not doing that in a fair, nonpartisan manner, and it needs to be reconstructed, and so that it's accountable to the people of the state of Wisconsin and it can be done in a more appropriate fashion.
Kevin Kennedy put out a news release yesterday that essentially says the agency does good work. It's been nationally recognized as one of the top performing states when it comes to overseeing elections and campaign finance laws, that it has implemented recommendations from the legislative audit late last year, and that disregarding that success would be short-sighted. How do you respond to that?
I hear from my county clerks up here that they believe the election law division, those that actually carry out the nuts and bolts of carrying out our elections, they're like, don't throw them out. They do a really good job. And I don't disagree with this. But the part that's going after the campaign finance side of it, they clearly are not doing their job. And so I think it's important for legislators not to throw out the good parts, the parts that they're doing well, but we certainly need to throw out the parts that have been abusing the law. I mean, let's be real clear here, Joy. Kevin Kennedy, and I have not been his most severe critic here, other legislators have, but he has lost the confidence of the legislature, and I would say the people of the state of Wisconsin. There needs to be reform, and it should come yet this year.
Some Republicans are calling on him to resign. Are you calling on him to resign?
You know, I haven't went that far to say that, and I'm not going to say that, but clearly we need reform of the Government Accountability Board. And the most important thing, rather than calling for a resignation or whatever, I'm in the business as a legislator of reforming parts of government that are not functioning effectively. And this is a case of one that's not functioning effectively, and I think we need to reconstruct it.
Clinton emails, when Governor Walker says he wants the Government Accountability Board to be more accountable to the people of Wisconsin, he really means more accountable to his people, WMC, Wisconsin Club for Growth, Americans for Prosperity, and their ilk. What's your reaction to that?
I would ask, there's going to be more news that's going to come out about this by people who were targeted by these this John Doe probe. I would urge your emailer there to go talk to one of those people who was the targets of those probes, who had their homes raided with a pre-dawn, what has been termed a paramilitary raid, where you had people, you had law enforcement in SWAT gear coming in with floodlights, bathing their house in light. To go talk to those people and ask them what it was like, because I can tell you some of those people would tell you that I can't believe I am in America when something like that happens to me and my family.
Very briefly, how likely is it we'll have a new version of the Government Accountability Board in place for next fall's presidential election?
I would hope that we will have a reconstitution of the Government Accountability Board yet here in 2015. Now, obviously, there's a lot of work to be done. The bill is not out there yet, but I would hope we would get that done yet this year. It's been made very clear by judges at both the state and federal level, you need to fix your campaign finance laws in the state of Wisconsin, and I would say that includes the Government Accountability Board.
And back to your John Doe investigation reform bill, you're expecting that also to pass, so there would be a ban on gag orders and a six-month time limit on investigations?
Yes, I would hope that will move promptly here this fall, and I believe that bill is ready to go in the state Senate.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Joy. Have a good day.
You too. Tom Tiffany, Republican State Senator from Hazelhurst. Now we will get another perspective on this call. Governor Walker calling for the end of the agency that oversees Wisconsin's elections and campaign finance laws. Governor Walker says that the Government Accountability Board should be replaced with something completely new. And we wonder what you think, what questions you have. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our next guest is Kevin Kennedy. He is the Director and General Counsel of the Government Accountability Board. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us. So, well, let me ask you first. We just heard from Senator Tom Tiffany. He is not asking or calling on you to resign, but other Republicans are. But he says you have lost the trust of the state legislature. What is your response to that?
Well, unlike most chief election officers, I serve at the pleasure of a citizen board, so I'm accountable every day for my job, and part of what the board evaluates is how I relate to the legislature. I'm not an elected Secretary of State who only stands for election every 4 years. I'm not an appointed Secretary of State or Lieutenant Governor who serves at the whim of whoever happens to be in control of the legislature at the time. I'm meant to be independent. I'm required to be nonpartisan, and I'm required to be accountable every day to the people through the citizens who are a citizen board that's appointed by the governor and confirmed by the Senate.
Yeah. You are not going to resign?
No, I'm not going to resign. If the board feels I should no longer carry on my duties, then I would not be here. But I should point out that I have served in this position for the entire 8 years the board has been in existence, as well as for 26 years, or about 23 years, with the State Elections Board, all of which on a very short chain, meaning that it only took 4 votes to remove me from my position.
The governor yesterday said that GAB, the Government Accountability Board, should be scrapped and something completely new should be put in place to replace it. What do you think of that?
Well, keep in mind the Government Accountability Board is something completely new. It's the only entity that regulates elections, campaign finance, ethics for state public officials, and lobbying that is required to be nonpartisan, meaning we don't belong to a political party, we don't have a history of making political contributions, we have not been employed by lobbyists. The standard model is a partisan appointee or an elected official, usually a secretary of state in 37 states, or a bipartisan board like Wisconsin had between 1974 and 1987, or I'm sorry, 2007, which is usually a mixture of half Republicans, half Democrats. At one point for 4 years we had a Libertarian on the board. There's always a slight partisan balance one way or the other, depending on the governor's nominee on that. But those are the two other models, and they, you know, the legislature was unhappy with the model before because it was often stuck in partisan gridlock. Nothing got done.
We have David on Facebook who says, reform is going to happen, and it should. Conspiring with a political witch hunt and the IRS. Wow, clean house. Let's talk about David's accusation that you were conspiring with a political witch hunt. The Government Accountability Board approved of the John Doe investigation?
The Government Accountability Board did not approve the John Doe investigation. That was approved by a separate judge under the auspices of initially the Milwaukee County District Attorney and four other county district attorneys.
Oh, so the Government Accountability Board had nothing to do with the John Doe investigation?
The government, well, now, let me start here. The Government Accountability Board has the power to conduct its own investigations, and by statute enacted by the legislature, until the board takes specific action as a result of those investigations, I can't really comment on those. What is public is that the board was approached by the district attorneys and was aware of what was going on in the John Doe investigations. We were not a party to the lawsuit in the past case.
Did the Government Accountability Board, did you coordinate with Lois Lerner, with the IRS, in targeting conservative groups?
Absolutely not. Again, unfortunately, some people drink too much of the Kool-Aid that comes out in the press. The mere fact that I've known Ms. Lerner for over 20 years professionally, and that as any campaign finance administrator would ask her questions about the application of IRS law, does not mean I would be conspiring to work against any particular group.
Do you think that there are any changes that could or should be made to the Government Accountability Board to make it better, to make it more accountable, to make it to appease the critics?
I think, first of all, it's a very accountable agency in the sense that the legislature controls the purse strings of the agency. The governor appoints the members, and they're subject to confirmation by the Senate. At this point, the Senate has only confirmed one of the six members. None of the five appointees that Governor Walker has made in his tenure is yet to be confirmed by the Senate. The only person who's been confirmed is the last of the appointees from Governor Doyle. But secondly, when the legislature created the Government Accountability Board, it put a shield over its investigative and opinion-making authority, which, except for the case of ethics investigations, really did cut down the amount of transparency on what the Government Accountability Board does. In other words, if someone asks us for an opinion about the application of campaign finance or lobby law, that opinion, who asked for it, and what the opinion is, is secret, except for after we issue that opinion, we can provide a redacted version of that. Similarly, if we get a complaint alleging a violation of campaign finance, lobby, or ethics laws, it's a secret complaint. The only reason it might become known is the complainant releases it.
Yeah,
but until the board makes certain findings, what we do with that complaint is completely secret, and that should be opened up.
We will pick up on this after we check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. So do you think the Government Accountability Board should be replaced with something completely different? Do you think the Government Accountability Board is partisan and targeting conservative groups? We welcome your thoughts and questions for Kevin Kennedy, who is the director and general counsel for the Government Accountability Board. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Governor Walker says he wants to dismantle the Government Accountability Board and replace it with something completely different. Republicans have called on Kevin Kennedy to resign. And we're wondering, what do you think of all this? Let's go to Todd in Green Bay. Hello, Todd.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning to your guest. There's one thing that I've always thought is that this should be the Government Accountability Board or the Elections Board, whichever it, whatever it would be called, if it was reformed reestablished. I've always thought it should be made up of non-state government employees, people who have a vested interest in seeing that their elected officials are amenable to pension increases and benefit increases, and not paying for them, you know, not having to come out of the employees' pockets. And I think the Government Accountability Board, if I'm not mistaken, has about 40 employees plus the officers. I don't know how many total there are, but when you mentioned earlier that your position is Mr. Kennedy's position is he serves at the through a board that he is appointed by, I was not aware of that, and I guess I wanted to know how many people are on that board, how they're selected, and where they come from. You know, various parts of the state, or are they always, you know, concentrated in a certain area? That would be, and if there's, you know, if they're citizens but nonetheless employees of, or former employees of the state or any kind of a governmental board.
So who comprises the Government Accountability Board, Kevin Kennedy?
You have to be a former judge who was elected to that position to serve on the board. There is a screening committee of sitting appellate court judges who take applications, submit a certain number of names to the governor. The governor makes the appointment. So these folks are not current state employees, but they are required to be former judges because the idea is, one, judges in Wisconsin are elected on a nonpartisan basis, and two, they're trained decision makers as opposed to just people who are appointed like many other boards because of their political connections.
Yeah, Senator Tiffany was saying that he was not crafting the bill to reform the Government Accountability Board, but he was saying that he thought that there should be an equal number of partisans on the board. What do you think of that?
Well, that was Wisconsin's model from 1974 through 2007 for elections and campaign finance. Lobbying and ethics was a separate citizen board that was required to be nonpartisan. There was a lot of frustration that there was always a slight advantage, either Democrat or Republican, depending on who was governor, on that board, and I served as on that board, both as staff counsel and as the director for several years. Again, serving when I was director at the pleasure of that board, they served 2-year terms. But the four legislative leaders each nominated someone to serve on the board. The political parties who had 10% of the vote nominated someone. The governor and the chief justice nominated someone. And there was a lot of frustration that it was too partisan. And that's the model in about 10 states where they have a bipartisan board. Wisconsin wanted to do something different. They felt like they needed more independence than that, some of the people who were not so closely tied to the people that were being regulated. And that's the major change, and that's really where Wisconsin distinguishes itself from other states, is that this board, accountable through the governor's appointment, isn't directly tied to political entities.
Yeah, so what is your biggest fear for Wisconsin elections management if lawmakers and the governor do away with the Government Accountability Board as it is?
I think the biggest concern would be that there would be too much partisan influence. There's too much of an inclination to try and bend the rules to benefit the party that's in power. And we've seen this with Democrats in Ohio and Republicans in Ohio, with Democrats in California, with Republicans in Florida. I'm in good friends with a lot of secretaries of state around the country from sharing the same role that they do, and many of them are just tremendous people. But there are some very blatant examples of what's happened, and Ohio's an interesting one where the current secretary of state is a tremendous guy, but the two before him, one Republican, one Democrat, definitely shaded all the rules their way. What happened in Florida in 2000 set the stage for a lot of election reform. California has been nothing but frustration on the Democratic side on those kind of things. So that's really the concern. And we also make decisions not just about election administration, where Wisconsin has done extremely well nationally, always recognized as one of the top performing states. But we also provide advice to public officials on ethics, campaign finance, which is at the heart of some of these calls, and lobbying regulation. And again, Wisconsin has been a leader in all those areas.
When you say campaign finance is at the heart of many of these calls, do you see the calls to scrap the GAB as political sour grapes?
I think it's a lot of it is driven by the concern that arose from the GAB's investigation and from the John Doe investigation that was recently shut down by the courts.
Let's go to George in Monroe. Hello, George.
Good morning. I'll start by saying I think it's an outrage that people can contribute thousands of dollars to these so-called public interest groups and get a tax deduction for it and actually avoid paying income taxes on it. The problem with what Lois Lerner was doing was she was doing it in a partisan fashion, and I expect the IRS will fix that after this election cycle. Having said that, though, I think the GAB completely loses its credibility when these secret investigations drag on and on and on. If you can't get it done in a year, then shut it down and tell people you shut it down and move on. And I'm completely sympathetic with your mission, but I think you've really left yourself open because of that.
Well, that's talking about the John Doe investigation. He thinks it went on too long and should be shut down a lot sooner. Is that something the Government Accountability Board has any say in?
Well, it doesn't have any say in the conduct of the John Doe, but again, as you asked, what changes would make us more accountable? If the public could see the status of our investigations, they saw that under the old elections board, and they got to see the back and forth of the decision makers, but also the people who were the subject of complaints in front of that board. Right now, to protect the people who are the subjects of the investigation, but also from either false charges or embarrassment, depending on the nature of that protection, we are required to do that behind closed doors. And it's only when we make a finding that there was probable cause to settle a case or bring a civil action for enforcement or to refer a matter for prosecution, it's only those actions that become public. You know, what we did is not quite as public. And I think that's a change that could be made. But that was a legislative change back in 2007 to say we think it would be embarrassing if people found out we were being investigated, or it might harm our reputations when we're actually innocent. So let's make sure it's done behind closed doors. The truth is, I think, for campaign finance, lobbying, and election issues, those ought to be public. If it's an ethics accusation, I think there's good reason for having that behind closed doors.
A brief reaction to his comment that political groups should not get some a tax exemption, but that Lois Lerner was going after the conservative groups in a partisan fashion.
I honestly don't know what the facts were with the IRS issue. You know, I knew Ms. Lerner professionally. You know, we did a number of presentations on campaign finance and IRS law over the years for national groups of campaign finance and lobbying administrators, but how she ran her job, I have no real understanding other than that she knew the law, which she did in her decision-making, obviously is not something that I would have been privy to.
Scott emails, I have run 5 times for state office and even had my nomination signatures challenged once. The GAB has been perfectly fair in all of the contacts I have had. This is obviously another effort by Republicans to bias everything they can in favor of themselves. Do you see it that way, Kevin Kennedy?
Well, I'd say we have, both with the Elections Board and with the Government Accountability Board, a long history of resolving complaints dealing with elections, campaign finance, ethics, and lobbying, and most of the people that we deal with felt that it's been fair. The feedback we get on a daily basis for the assistance candidates and their treasurers get and how to maneuver through and comply with the reporting requirements for campaign finance or lobbying regulation, candidates wanting to get on the ballot, working with our local election officials, I'm awestruck every day at the positive comments we get from our customers who think we do a great job. And it's reflected in the performance measures on how elections are run in Wisconsin, how well our lobbying process works in Wisconsin as well.
So wrapping up, how hopeful are you that the Government Accountability Board will remain pretty close to its current form, or do you see some serious changes coming?
Well, I anticipate changes because, you know, I can read the tea leaves. It's the people who have the majority power that want to see this change, and I just think they need to be careful about the changes they make. I think the biggest change they could make would be to open up more of what we do to the public so that I could share more in a conversation with this about the status of investigations on these things, or so I could answer legislators' questions directly rather than say, you know, I'll go to jail if I answer this question because you've made it criminal for me to tell you something that I can only tell law enforcement.
Thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Kevin Kennedy, Director and General Counsel for the Government Accountability Board. Earlier we heard from Tom Tiffany, a Republican state senator from Hazelhurst, talking with us about the calls to overhaul Wisconsin's Government Accountability Board and replace it with something completely different. Thanks to Bill Martins, to Kayla Blado, and to Christy Taylor for producing this program. Thank you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. Much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.